Republican Representative Craig Powell is the only sitting legislator that has chosen to just gather signatures in his effort to be reelected. But as the Utah Republican Party fights the state over the constitutionality of the law that allows him to do that, his status as a member of the party remains in limbo. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
In its latest filings in federal court, lawyers for the Utah Republican Party refute the opinion of the Utah Supreme Court that said the state's election laws allow candidates to choose which path they take to the primary ballot. The lawyers argue that it doesn't matter how the Utah Supreme Court interprets that part of the law, because the law as a whole violates the party's First Amendment rights. Because of that claim, leaders of the Utah GOP believe they don't have to allow a candidate that doesn't get at least 40% of the delegate vote at convention on their primary ballot. That puts Republican State Representative Craig Powell in a tough spot, because there's no way he can get 40% of the delegate vote since he won't be participating in the party's convention.
I don't have a lot of uncertainties about the court at this point. There have been enough decisions by enough of the judges that I can see where they're going. What I don't know is what the Republican Party's brief means that they filed a couple days ago, where they basically said, we're not going to cooperate, we're going to kick people out.
Utah GOP Chairman James Evans told KUER that he's not sure what's going to happen with Representative Powell either, and said he wouldn't have an answer until after the issue is settled in federal court. Meanwhile, Powell says because he gathered the required number of signatures, he expects to be put on the GOP primary ballot, but is ready to fight if he isn't.
It would be my intention that if for some reason I am declared not eligible for the ballot, then just like the Republican Party is doing now in litigation, then I would definitely want to be involved as a party with standing to challenge that on appeal.
Powell also has some reassurance from the Lieutenant Governor's office. The Director of Elections has continued to assert that unless a judge says otherwise, they will put any candidate that meets their requirements, either through convention or signature gathering, on the ballot. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.